Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. We're one day closer to the start of the NFL football season. The season itself, as a whole, kicks off tonight as the Buccaneers defend their crown against the Dallas Cowboys. How do the Cowboys draw this straw, man? Good luck to them. But yes, NFL football is back tonight. The Packers, a few days away. They returned to the practice field yesterday. Only three people on the injury report, including Za'Darius Smith, who is listed as limited in his participation. Going to be surprising if he's out there on Sunday at this point, I would think. But we'll see. Maybe he progresses surprisingly today when we get another injury report, another update. Good to see everybody mixing it up in the comments. You guys are the best. Look at you. People watching Packer Transplants last night, thank you so much. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you do check out the replay on the YouTube channel. And make sure you download Underdog Fantasy. It's the easiest place to play fantasy football on the web. And you guys know the spiel. You just got a few more days. And I know the season kicks off tonight, but you got a few more days to make your deposit, your $10 deposit, turn into $25 free. So get in on that. Draft Aaron Rodgers. You know you want to do it. Get in on Underdog Fantasy. This is the time to do it. And Patreon members, we'll have our Patreon Underdog Draft tonight after happy hour. Happy hour is at 6. Directly after that, I will give out the link and we'll have a draft. It won't take long, but it'll be a lot of fun. Always is. Just the happy hour is a good time. But hope you guys are all downloading your Underdog Fantasy app and playing a ton of fantasy football this year. With code Cheesehead. That's code Cheesehead to get your free $25. Not going to be around forever. Hurry up and take advantage. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Super excited about the start of the season, but I'm not bowing out of the brew crew. This is my crew. Of course not. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. All the Brewers are doing is taking series. That's all they do. Albeit that first game in that Philly series was a little ugly, but yes, no, we'll be cheering on the Brewers all the way through the World Series because we are in phase two of the three parade operation. Brewers are following hard upon the Bucks, and the Packers are going to wrap it up. And that's what we're doing. That's the plan here, folks. Adam, thank you for the super chat. What does it mean if I pee green and gold? Oh, there's dog fun. It means that you're questionable for Sunday because Matt point blank said yesterday you want them peeing clear. Yeah, that's right. You heard it here first. But that also means you're a diehard. Jeezy Baby, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I know this isn't a football chat, but this question has been occupying my mind all morning. Derek Jeter or Ken Griffey Jr.? I'd lean Jeter. I don't know and I don't care. Is that the answer you're looking for? And what's the criteria? Yeah, I don't know. I think Jeter's probably a better player, but I have no idea. Ken Griffey Jr. has got the sweetest, purest swing you've ever seen. So, you know, that's what it is. Transplants was so great to have back. Was absolutely amazing. Thanks, Pogs. Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for checking it out. If they don't sign Adams by the end of the season, will this be the first time they use the franchise tag? Michael, I doubt it, considering the cap hit they would take, and it's fully guaranteed. I would suspect not, but you never know. It is a tool in the arsenal. Prediction for this Sunday, Packers by 10. Give me that. But it's Thursday. That could change by Friday, Saturday, even Sunday morning. So keep asking. Yosh Nyman and Jordan Love finished the fourth quarter of a big victory. Mick, I like where your head's at. Hope you're well. Thanks, Mark. Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for checking out the stream today. Liked your piece on the Saints. If you guys haven't checked out Mark's stuff at cheeseheadtv.com. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for checking out Transplants last night. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. What kind of dog are you getting, Olive? Ah, ha, ha. No, you see, you keep talking about backpedaling. Aaron Rodgers has to not be in Green Bay next year first for me to declare victory. But if Aaron Rodgers is back, that's when I said, apparently, though I don't remember it, no one can provide video proof, that I would get Olive a dog. So you got a long way to go on that one there, buddy. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. G Cheesehead TV about to go head-to-head with G-Net on Monday nights. Carry the G with A.J. Dillon going head-to-head with Clubhouse Live. The war begins. Now, there's no war. The lion doesn't concern itself with the opinion of the sheep. Come on. There's no war. ZJ, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags. First time tuning in a while. So sorry if you've answered this before. How much of a role do you think Kylan Hill will have this year in this offense? A minimal one, unless there's an injury to Aaron Jones or A.J. Dillon. I think it will be similar to what we saw from Dillon last year. They will mix him in sporadically, but I don't think he'll be, quote-unquote, in the plan week to week. Now, maybe they have a package for him. Maybe they have a few plays that they like for him. But I suspect we'll see a healthy rotation between Jones and Dillon, and Hill will be called upon if needed. That's just guesswork on my part. Now, watch, they'll come out on Sunday and he'll get 12 touches. Who knows? But no, I believe he will be, his usage will be few and far between, unless there's an injury up front. Hi from Costa Rica. What's up? Hello from New York. Hope you're doing well. I'm interested in what changes will be on defense this year. Will they be in the right place at the right time? I mean, that's a big part of it, right? The defense is the great mystery. We know what the offense looks like. We know what it's capable of. We know more often than not, they are going to move the ball and they're going to put up points. The defense is the mystery. Lots of talent there. Lots of unknowns as well because of Joe Barry. We start to unwrap that gift, or the gag gift, depending, on Sunday afternoon. But look, we've got so little to go on. I know we had a little bit of a headline from Jerry Gray yesterday saying that there are three guys who could possibly be filling at the star position, the nickel corner. Chandon Sullivan, Jair Alexander, and Darnell Savage. I'm really hot to trot on Darnell Savage in the slot, baby. I would love that. Put Black back there, that extra safety spot deep. Let Amos and Savage do work. I am all about it. I love that idea. Heading to Lambeau in November for the Seattle game, wanting to pick up some Woodson whiskey. You know if any place that I can buy the bottle. Taylor, I know they signed the deal for distribution in the area. I don't know if, I don't think it's out just yet. Circle back once the season starts. I know Corey had said he's going to buy it as soon as it's available. So when it's available in Wisconsin around Green Bay and Lambeau, we will let you know. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I could see Kylan Hill returning kicks and punts. Oh, he'll definitely be the kick returner. That will be his gig. Not punts, but he'll be the kick returner. That will be his kind of, you know, one way to assuredly get the ball in his hands, although you would suspect probably lots of touchbacks in the modern game as it is. But yes, he will be the kick returner. So is Sarah Quick coming on transplants? You know, that's a great idea. I had approached her about that because I said some people had asked last year during the pandemic, because you hear Sarah's voice all the time if you tune into those pressers regularly. Someone said you should get Sarah Quick on the show. And I asked her, and she was very flummoxed about the idea that people would want to hear from her. Now, see, that's a good PR person. You know, they're not the story. They're not supposed to be. But in the world of the Packers, Packers fans are interested about anything and everybody around the team. And that's what I told her. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Never say never. I will ask again. I'd love to have Sarah on transplants. That would be great. Jeezy baby, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Savage can take a huge jump in this defense, given his physical talents? Think he could jump to the Pro Bowl level in this D? Yes, 100%. Look, he was getting close to it last year at the end of the season. You certainly saw him really rounding into shape over the course of the last month or so. Yes, in this defense, I think the sky is the limit, but he's got to do it. You know, it's one thing to just say it, and what he did last year is nice. He put some good stuff on tape. There were still some struggles, especially early in the season. Entering year three, this is when he should be taking off. No question about it, regardless of the scheme. But yes, the scheme should help him. There's no doubt there. What else we got? Does Campbell provide more reliable sideline-to-sideline support than Kirksey? I don't know about sideline-to-sideline per se, but yes, he will be more reliable than Christian Kirksey was. Of that, I have no doubt. I'm interested to see how much he plays. You know, we have not seen a whole heck of a lot of him in camp, or definitely didn't see him in preseason. You know, how much of that nickel dime, when they bring that star down, etc., how much of that is at the expense of taking Campbell off the field and keeping Barnes on? Or will there be times when Campbell is alone without Barnes? I'm fascinated to see how that rotation shakes out. But yes, I do think, and I've said it all offseason, and I haven't seen anything in practice to dissuade me from the idea that Campbell will be an upgrade, not only from Kirksey, possibly even from Martinez years ago. I just think he's a really solid football player. Assignment sure. Will he be beat at times? Yes. But I think he gives them, is going to give them better play than they've had at that position for quite some time. That's the hope anyway. What else we got here? Don't want to miss any super chats. Do we see much of Amari the first quarter of the season other than returns? Man, I think they could sneak him in there quite a bit. I think he'll fill that Tyler Irvin role. And I think a lot of it will be game plan specific, you know, how they want to approach the defense, what they think is the best way to utilize the talent on hand. And if that includes lots of orbit motion, lots of stuff out of the backfield where he's, you know, running to try and give the offense some eye candy, then maybe he's on the field a lot more than we expect. But I do think it'll be a week-to-week proposition. I don't think he'll be a regular part of the rotation, as it were. Maybe as the year goes on, yes, they work him in more. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's hardly utilized at all, and I wouldn't be surprised if they force-feed him right away. Neither one would surprise me. So it's going to be fun to watch play out. You know, new toys. Got to start unwrapping them. Are we rooting for the boys today? Asking for a friend. Oh, Tony, it's a choice of evils, right? Tom Brady and his smug ass defending his seventh ring and the fucking Dallas Cowboys, captained by Beardy McBeardickson, Mike McCarthy. And they're the fucking Dallas Cowboys. You can't root for the Cowboys. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. I'm rooting for a tie. Let's put it that way. They're both NFC teams, right? I mean, I'm going to be less upset if the Cowboys win. Let's put it that way. How's that? I'm going to be upset either way, though. So a lot of Jets sweep week one and then none rest of the season. Good call. Hey, look at the last year with Tyler Irvin in week one in Minnesota. They were jet sweeping all day. Now, Matt said it's because they couldn't stop it, so they kept at it. But I asked him on Transplants, like, how come you do so much in early on in games and then completely abandon it later on? And once Tyler Irvin got hurt, they kind of shelved it. Now he did a little sums with Aaron Jones, what have you. But now they've got Amari and Randall. They should be doing jet sweeping all day, as far as I'm concerned. But I ain't the game planner. I'll root for the Cowboys. I like Mike. There you go, Jeezy. Look, what a healthy attitude. But also, fuck them boys. Cowboys only when it directly benefits the Packers. That makes sense. That makes sense. How can they both lose? Melissa, see, now you're getting it. I like it. Dan, oh God, yeah, I probably got to root for the Cowboys tonight. I mean, it's a choice of evils, like I said. It's a tough one. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Packers go undefeated this season. Will the Bears finally get it that, yes, they do suck? And will the Vikings accept the fact that they are lower than maggot crap at the bottom of a 10-foot pole? A lot going on there, Ed. You certainly got your money's worth of that super chat. Packers go undefeated? I like where your head's at. Will the Bears finally get it? They'll never get it. You know that. The fact that the Vikings are lower than maggot crap. You're preaching to the choir here, sir. Well done. Well done indeed. I'm just excited to see how much the rookies play this Sunday. Kyle, right? This class is deep. They should contribute early and often. Now, that said, we're always excited about rookies, right? And then they always kind of have to be brought along. Now, someone like Josh Myers, Royce Newman, they're going to be thrown into the fire. We're going to see a lot of them. But, you know, Amari Rodgers, Kylan Hill, I think it'll be, you know, they'll be brought along slowly. Now, you never really know. Maybe for whatever reason, flow of the game, they get hot, right? And they start feeding them. Weird things have happened, but I think it'll be, it'll be a slow burn, so to speak. Maybe they will both forfeit. I like it. What NFL free agent quarterbacks are still available? Ryan, I don't know. The Packers have Aaron Rodgers. They have Jordan Love. They have Kurt Benkert. Why on earth would I be looking at free agent quarterbacks? No, I don't know. Somebody help him out. All I know is Ryan Fitzpatrick is on a squad, so it doesn't matter. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Can't wait for my second child to fall asleep during watch parties. Also, today is the 3-year anniversary of the Bears meltdown. That's what I'm talking about, Matt. Well remembered. Well remembered. I love it. And yes, using Cheesehead TV watch parties to lull your kids to sleep is a fine, fine job of parenting, let me tell you. I kick ass. Thanks for the super chat. Next offseason is going to be rough. Just got to remember to enjoy the ride and control the controllables. Rodgers on transplants fund. Guys, Aaron Rodgers is never, ever, ever coming on Packer Transplants or Cheesehead TV. Ever. Ever. But I appreciate the support. And yeah, next offseason, it's going to be what it is. Let's just, like you said, enjoy the ride. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. It's going to be a good time. Small chance of an upset. New D, two rookies on the O-line, no Z. There's always a chance. Sean Payton's an excellent play caller. The Packers certainly have their work cut out for them. Saints defense is no joke. Yeah, of course there's a chance. But I like the Packers in this one. Do you think Detroit will ever get a professional football team? Phil, you know, let me tell you something. I pity Lions fans. It's like I just don't have a reservoir of hate for them. I just can't. You know, I just feel sorry. I feel pity. I don't know, man. It's just, you know. Yeah, it's sad. Just sad. Pulling for you, Detroit. I mean, not too hard, but I'm pulling for you. What did I do to Rodgers to make him hate you? I didn't do anything to Rodgers to make him hate me. He doesn't hate me. It's just never going to happen. It's never going to happen. I've said before, we have exchanged messages on Twitter. You know, we've had conversations. We're fine. We're cool. I just know he's never going on Packer Transplants. He should at least call you. True. Now, that is fair. He should at least call me. Tyler's roasting the Bears on Twitter is on fire. Yes. Tyler is doing the Lord's work all over the Cheesehead TV Twitter account. No doubt about it. Jamal Williams is the GOAT. The GOAT! What's up, Big B? Good to see you. Yes. Correct. Detroit is just there. Yeah. Everyone tag Rodgers in a post. Hashtag Rodgers on CHTV. Let's start a movement. Tony, please don't. Please don't. Nobody needs that. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Hey, and Nags, can we get the coach and Aunt Gert on a Zoom call on Packer Transplants? Pappies. Oh, we got all sorts of fun coming your way this year on Packer Transplants. No doubt about it. And yes, I need Aunt Gert and Matt LaFleur to meet up just so Aunt Gert can give him some pointers. No doubt about it. Brandon, thank you for the super chat. Does the branding need to be changed to Packer Transplant singular since Banky is in Green Bay now? No, because, you know, he was away for so long that he's still a transplant. You know, he grew up in Green Bay, but he was like, you know, he moved away when he was like 3, 4. You know, so he's been a transplant for a very long time. So I think it still works. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Do you think it'll be easier for New Orleans to take advantage of Green Bay's new defensive scheme or Green Bay's defense taking advantage of a QB who makes bad decisions? I don't know. I mean, degrees of easiness there. Very subjective, obviously. I would say the Packers have the tools necessary to take advantage of Jameis's weaknesses, which obviously are decision-making and putting the ball in danger, right? Now, I've said all week, they've got to get him in obvious passing situations, and then the coverage has to hold up. Because, look, I love our guys. Love Rashawn, Preston, Kenny, everybody up front. But this offensive line of the Saints is no joke. They are excellent. One of the best offensive lines they'll go against all year long. If they are going to get pressure, and this is how it happened last year, they've got to hold up on the back end, right? And I tend to think Jameis will not be so quick to get the ball out of his hands the way Drew Brees was last year. And they still got to Brees a couple times. But that back end has to hold up its end of the bargain. And if they do, you know, I think the pressure can get to Jameis. Now, Jameis isn't afraid to throw it up. You saw that in the preseason. Now, a couple of times, or he's been, especially that Jacksonville game, his receivers made some amazing catches for him, and they're big plays. You know, you're going to have to take, you know, that chance at times with Jameis because he's not afraid. But if they can cover on the back end for the most part, I think yes, they will get to Jameis and or force him into mistakes. As far as the other way around, Sean Payton. You know, say in his first rodeo, he knows that he's got to get the ball out of his quarterback's hands quickly. He's going to have a lot of design stuff where I would think, you know, even screen game is going to be on point. Lots of stuff to Kamara, lots of tight end stuff. There will undoubtedly be a game plan to just get the ball out of Jameis's hands as quickly as possible. And you got to get ready for all of that. I always screw your name up, so I'm not even going to try. Thank you for the super chat. Who is going to be the star player in our defense? I think Alexander would be wasted in that role. Not necessarily. Not if he's going into the star or slot position because that's where the best wide receiver is. Don't forget, you know, opposing offenses, they like it when the number one corner just sticks on the outside. The Packers do it all the time with Devontae. Well, you don't travel inside? Great. They do it with Devontae. They used to do it with Jordy. It's a great way to get your best receiver away from the best corner. So I'm all for it. If that means he's following their best, I have no problem with that. Also, take advantage of his athleticism and his physicality. He can blitz. He can get to after the quarterback. He can help you in the run game. It's not wasted. It's a good thing. You want your best players in a position to make plays. And that's what that would do. Go back and watch Charles Woodson at that position back in like 2009 when he won Defensive Player of the Year. That's the level Jair could be at. Not exaggerating. So, no, not a waste at all. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Today's tunes are Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind & Fire and We Got the Funk by George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic Pappies. Uncultured, you never miss. You never miss. I love it. Can you have Randall Cobb come on the broadcast in 2 weeks? You know what? That's a good idea. I think I will ask Randall to come on. Haven't had him on. I had him on the podcast a long time ago, but he hasn't been on, obviously, in quite some time, and it'd be lovely to have him on. Uncultured again. Thanks to the super chat. We want the funk. I meant my bad. Dude, all good. So Barry is ultimate tackling guru. Hope we improve in that regard. Can't miss tackles with Kamara. Just wrap up. I mean, Kamara's going to make you miss, obviously. You just don't want embarrassing plays like that huge touchdown he had last year, which was literally a check down from Breeze. Just got to tackle. Got to wrap up. He's going to get his. He's going to get yards. No question about it. You just got to wrap up when you get there. No question. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.